So then we come to Omaha Beach.
Yeah.
On the 6th of June, 1944, Omaha Beach was one of the main landing points of the Allied invasion of German-occupied France in the Normandy landings. And that beach was located on the coast of Normandy, France, facing the English Channel.
The Omaha Beach was the one that the Americans suffered the most. Americans landed on Utah and Omaha, and the British on the other three beaches. Our job at Omaha was to land as armored infantry, so we were to land with the tanks. We had to follow the 29th Infantry Division, which was a new division for battle. We felt for them because we knew that this was going to be tough for that bunch. And the 1st Infantry Division, though, who also moved to England with us, had experience. But they were on our left, and the 29th was right in front of us. They suffered tremendously, the 29th. And I was part of the advance guard that was supposed to land with the 2nd Infantry Division behind the 29th and to find an area to assemble the tanks to get them dewaterized and get them up to the front to help the paratroopers at the Vire River. That was our first job when we landed. With General Rose, we were assigned, who later was killed. General Rose was the advance guard for the division, and then there was some of us assigned to him to find the areas where we could de-waterproof the tanks so they could move, and the infantry to move with them. That was our major job. And when we landed there, there was still some activity. There wasn't any small arms fire on the beach anymore. It was in a little bit further, but there was casualties all over the place. And one guy was holding on to one of these tank crisscross deals that they had, tank traps. We thought he was dead, but going up to him, he was alive yet, but he was frozen on that thing. We had a heck of a time getting him loose and getting him to the medical station, taking him with us.
He was in shock.
Yeah, oh, he was. And, of course, he wasn't the only one that would have been in shock, but then he's one that we actually had to help. But we did get in and get moving.
The Normandy landings happening on the 6th of June.
And we went in on the 7th, the next morning, right behind the 29th that had moved in on the 6th.
So you saw a lot of the casualties from the Normandy landing on the
6th
all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But that was just the beginning of the casualties, you know.
So they faced the brunt.
Yeah.
As they came in, then you came in after that.
Yeah, there was 6,000 killed on that beach there.
And you could hardly keep from stepping on bodies, probably.
Yeah, well, and again, we always covered them if we had anything to cover them with. A lot of them carried their pack, and they had a blanket in their pack or a canvas, and we could take that and cover them because we didn't want them exposed.
Did it ever make you sick to your stomach?
It didn't at that point, I guess, because my outfit was used to seeing some of it in Africa and Sicily, so we were somewhat accustomed to it. But I'm sure that the others, that was the first time for them, really. I'm sure that they were really not in good shape.
So then you moved in, and you encountered the hedgerow fighting June 12th. That was 6 days later. Tell us about the hedgerow fighting.
Well, after we got up to the Vire River, we relieved the paratroopers somewhat and got them some heavier weapons, and we backed to the hedgerows and start fighting in the hedgerows.
Tell us what the hedgerows were.
I don't know how you explain them. They're just rows of trees, and they were sort of boxed, or boxed hedgerows, I guess you could call them that. In each hedgerow, there was a gully in a square. And there was thousands of them or hundreds of them anyway. It was hard to get the Germans out of there because it was hard for tanks to get in there until we developed the tank dozer. One of our guys said, let's put the bulldozer blade in front of a tank and we'll clear those hedgerows out. That's what they end up doing. But in the meantime, infantry mostly went into the hedgerows. And we would be within about 30 feet of the enemy because they'd be over on this next hedgerow or down this other line. And if you went into the hedgerow this way, they could be over here firing up this way and catch you on the flank. So you had to be careful of the whole square there that you were in. I can remember every squad I had a Springfield rifle with a telescope on it, or a sniper rifle, if you want to call it that. I was using one of them in the hedgerow with the telescope to look at the other hedgerow across from me. As I was scanning this line of hedges, I spotted a sniper in a tree aiming right between my eyes, and I dropped. Everybody else saw me drop, they dropped, and that bullet comes like this. And I had a mortar squad. Every platoon had a mortar squad and an armored infantry. So I called on the mortars to take care of those bushes over there, and he got them. In fact, we even blew some women out of there, women snipers, French women snipers, against us who were girlfriends of the Germans. See, the Germans had been there. Look at how long. They'd been there from 39 to 44. So some of them gals took up with the Germans. We killed some of them, and then the others we turned over to the French, and the French would shave their heads, take all their hair off, and they had to go that way in the town all the time to be signified as traitors. And that hurt them more than anything else, to have to do that.
These women wanted to be around German soldiers?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sex is sex eventually, I guess. I mean, that's the way they looked at it. They got to being real friendly with these Germans.
So the Germans were fighting, and then they had their girlfriends right with them?
In those cases where they joined them to be snipers.
Americans never get to do anything like that.
No.